Back home, and police across the country are now dealing with investigations into mall smash and grabs, attacks at bus stations and shots fired outside a hospital. The government has promised a tough on crime stance as a cornerstone of its pledge to New Zealanders. Our reporter, Lucy Sear, asked people in Auckland what the government needs to do about the violent crime on our streets.
They need to get tough. I have seen people here at Countdown, old days, come in here and walk out with food, and I follow them, they don't like it. And I say, that's not nice, you take food without paying, and that's not fair. We have to pay out of our own money, and then they take a runner, and they're not getting tough enough about it.
A lot of people, they don't want to commit in a crime. It's just because they are hungry. They want money.
I just believe it's due to, rising costs of everything, and people trying to make ends meet, trying to feed their families and, you know, just provide for one another.
You got to wash your background, especially around places now. You just don't know what's going to happen. One day you might be here, one day you might be gone.
It's very sad. I haven't seen this for many years. I've been here 28 years, but this is the first time I think the country, the government need to do something.
There's always going to be poverty and there's always going to be rich and poor. There's a balance to these things, eh? So just depends. Your choices lead to your paths.